Under things to do now that Halloween is over, we offer this event in Millsboro, Delaware. It's the 17th annual World Championship Punkin' Chunkin' Competition. Last year, 20,000 people watched 80 entries try to toss, fling, or shoot pumpkins as far as possible. Joining us to talk about it is Frank Shade of the Punkin' Chunkin' Association. Welcome, Mr. Shade.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tell us about this competition. I understand you have different divisions.
Well, that's true. We have both youth and adult divisions. We have human-powered entries, and then we have trebuchets, catapults, centrifugals, and air cannons.
What do you mean, human-powered entries?
It's basically where they build a machine, whether it be a catapult or a trebuchet, any type of throwing device, and they're allowed 2 minutes to let one person introduce as much energy as possible into that machine, whether it be pedaling a bicycle, ratcheting a come-along, whatever it might be.
You must have some interesting-looking contraptions out there.
Oh, it's a technical marvel out here. Mm-hmm. Everything from old concrete loaders that they've put sheet metal on and turned into slides, and then use them as runways for a slingshot, to the catapult-looking devices, to the air cannons that literally look like weapons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell me about last year's champion air cannon, Old Glory.
Well, I'm sitting here looking down the range at Old Glory. She's in the number one spot, being the returning champion. It's basically, I think, about an 80-foot barrel with two 1,000-gallon air tanks connected into those that they fill up with compressed air. And then whenever they're ready, they release it through an air-operated butterfly valve, which puts those 2,000 gallons of air right out through the barrel, hopefully right behind the pumpkin.
And last year, Old Glory shot a pumpkin almost 4,000 feet.
That's correct. This year, they're looking, as they have for the past several years, they're looking for that elusive mile.
Now, our phone connection isn't great, and that's because you're on a cell phone out in the field there.
Oh, there's quite a wind blowing. But we're in the middle of a 275-acre farm field, probably 6 to 8 miles from the nearest town. And it looks like we've got pretty well close to 60, 65 machines set up already. And they've been throwing at the Friday afternoon chunk for charity that started at noon. Basically what happens is that we put some targets out in the field. If they hit a target, we make a donation to a charity of their choice.
Now, how big is the pumpkin?
Well, the pumpkins in the adult classes must weigh between 8 and 10 pounds. That was an air cannon there. but that's we have very few rules. I think there's only five. One is that the pumpkin's got to weigh between 8 and 10 pounds. The diameter of the pumpkin is not important to us. They can be squatty and flat. They can be perfectly round. We've had people in the past that have poured resin mold and tried to get the pumpkin to conform to a projectile shape, mm-hmm, to try to shoot those down their barrels.
And last question is the big question, and that is, why?
Well, it's kind of like that proverbial mountain, because it's here. It's something to do. It's one of those events that if you had talked to me 10 years ago and say, would you ever go to see Punkin Chunkin, I said, no way. But here 10 years later, you know, I've been to one, and you get hooked. You come, and you're out here in the glorious beauties of nature. You know, over the weekend, you have 20 to 30,000 of your best friends show up that you've never met, but you'll remember them next year. And we have a great time doing it.
Frank Shade, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Frank Shade is the president of the Punkin' Chunkin' Association. They're holding their 17th annual World Champion Punkin' Chunkin' Competition this weekend in Millsboro, Delaware.